A colonel from North Korea's military spy agency fled to South Korea last year in an unusual case of a senior-level defection, Seoul officials said Monday. The announcement came 3 days after Seoul revealed 13 North Koreans working at the same restaurant in a foreign country had defected to the South. It was the largest group defection since North Korea's young leader Kim Jong-un took power in late 2011. South Korean media reported the restaurant is located in the eastern Chinese city of Ningbo. Defections are a bitter source of contention between the rival Koreas, and Seoul doesn't always make public the high-profile cases. Liberal lawmakers and media outlets have linked the recent defection announcements to what they say is an attempt by the conservative government of President Park Geun-hye to muster anti-Pyongyang votes ahead of this week's parliamentary elections. The government denied this. The colonel worked for the North Korean military's General Reconnaissance Bureau before defecting to South Korea, according to Seoul's Defense Ministry and Unification Ministry. Both ministries refused to provide further details, including a motive for the defection. The Unification Ministry said a North Korean diplomat based in Africa also separately defected to South Korea last year. It didn't elaborate. The reconnaissance agency was believed to be behind two deadly attacks blamed on Pyongyang that killed 50 South Koreans in 2010. There have been occasional reports of lower-level North Korean soldiers defecting, but it is unusual for a colonel to flee to the South. The highest-level North Korean who took asylum in South Korea has been Hwang Jang-yop, a senior ruling Worker Party's official who once tutored Kim's late dictator father, Kim Jong-il. Hwang's 1997 defection was hailed by many South Koreans as an intelligence bonanza and a clear sign that the North's political system was inferior to the South's. Hwang died in 2010. More than 29,000 North Koreans have defected to South Korea since the end of the 1950-53 Korean War, according to South Korean government records. Many defectors have testified they wanted to avoid the North's harsh political system and poverty. Pyongyang usually accuses Seoul of enticing North Korean citizens to defect. The announcement on the defections comes as the two Koreas trade threats amid Pyongyang's anger over annual South Korean-U.S. drills that North Korea calls an invasion rehearsal. The North has fired a slew of missiles and artillery shells into the sea to protest the drills. South Korean officials said they disclosed the restaurant workers' group defection because it was an unusual case and happened after tough UN sanctions were imposed over Pyongyang's nuclear test and rocket launch this year. The officials said they confirmed the other individual defections in response to news reports on them. This article posted by Hyungjin Kim of the Associated Press.